This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We are catching up again with our Strictly Star reviewer, blind ballroom dancer Sean Heywood, here on RNIB Connect Radio for another look back on how well blind Liverpudlian comedian Chris McCausland and his professional dancer Diane Buswell have been doing in Strictly Come Dancing this week, as it was the annual pilgrimage to Blackpool this week. Hello, Sean, and great to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me back again, Toby.
Blackpool is, of course, always a highlight in Strictly, and it was great having the Pet Shop Boys kick off the show in the Tower Ballroom with the professionals dancers dancing a fantastic dance to a medley of their hits. I mean, that was a great start to the show, wasn't it?
Oh, it was brilliant. Brilliant, yeah.
Chris and Diane were dancing what they called an American smooth to Jump, and there were lots of sort of, I suppose, high kicks and jumps and various stuff, and Diane rolling down Chris's body as well, and great sort of praise of Chris's toe work by Shirley. How do you think they did?
Yeah, they did really well. Again, quite a bit of acrobatics. He did a few really cool dips. And yeah, it was like a foxtrot, you know, slow, quick, all that sort of stuff. And as they said, you know, he's really got that push down and forward stuff going on, which again, some people say the foxtrot's really hard. But I think for someone with no sight, if your timing's good, it's great because you have got that push sort of forward. You're on the ground, you know, you're really dug into it. So, yeah, he will have been comfortable with that. But, yeah, the nerves must have been crazy, you know, with such a big band set up and all of that audience and that pressure of stuff. But so, yeah, did really good.
And what's it like when you've got to dance with other dancers there? Because it's not just them doing a solo dance. They've got the other dancers. So that must add a little bit more pressure.
Yes and no. I think, again, this is down to who you are as a person. I think you've just got to focus in on the job in hand, and that's it. As I've spoke before about maths and movement, you know, can you count? Can you walk? Then if you can, you can dance. So if you've got your maths down, you've got you've repetitively done it over and over, then it's down to the muscle memory. And the thing is to just focus in the moment and fingers crossed your body does remember it and does as it's told, because that's all you can hope for, I think.
And I'm obviously going to say it, that it's Sarah and Vito for the other couples. And there was a great VT by Sarah before their dance. But what about the other dancers, Sean?
Well, first up, I think there's something going on between you and Sarah, to be honest, Toby, just every week, you know. You're absolutely right, man. She was phenomenal. She was great. Again, Tasha, top of the leaderboard with her, I think. Really, really good. I want to give a shout out to Georgie for the amazing audio description, which terrified me this week on her description of the dancers in Jamie's dance, or the backing dancers, who were ketchup and mayonnaise bottles. And I was stuck with that visual for hours, cracking me up. So thank you, Georgie.
No, there's some great audio description by Georgie for Blackpool. And I think there must have been perhaps a bit more added pressure, because it's not just the couples that she's describing. She's describing the other dancers and all the sort of, you know, sort of theatrics that were happening in Blackpool. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, she's really is. I mean, the pressure is on and she's doing such an amazing job. And she does it in such a kind of fun but slick way.
Yeah, and I mean... when you look at the professional dancers, I mean, the Pet Shop Boys and that routine was really well described. And also the other dance on the Sunday night's results show, I think, was very well described.
Yeah, 100%.
And on Sunday night's results show, and I'm going to have to say this, I can't believe the viewing public put Montel and Johannes into the dance-off.
Yeah, I thought Pete would be down there. He was, you know, as he admitted, he was just all over the shop. But... again, we're down to the, you know, sort of like the politics and the, you know, popularism stuff. So, yeah, he's popular.
Yeah, but I also think it was the right time for Wayne and Katia to go. I think they'd done well, but I think their time in Strictly had come to an end.
Yeah, completely. And as I said last week about Shane, there was a big backlash online about that decision. And there was absolutely none this week. No backlash at all about Wynn. So, yeah, the public felt. Yeah, definitely, it was his time.
And this week on Saturday night, Chris and Diane are dancing a paso. Is that the right pronunciation for it? And could you explain what a paso is? Because they do seem to talk about it a lot, and Shirley seems to go on about a paso.
Oh, I'm glad you told me, because I've only just found out now. Right, a paso, there's the bull and the matador. And that is really hard to explain, actually. But if I just talk about the feet, he's kind of like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think you'll find the footwork really easy because it is that kind of left, right, you know, it's like marching on the spot or to the side or forward or in a circle. So it's that marching thing that's going on all the time. And yeah, I forget the spelling because I'm dyslexic, but it's pronounced paso doble. So yeah, paso is correct, Hope.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much. Well, thank you again, Sean, for another great look back on Strictly Come Dancing with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And don't all forget to tune in on Saturday night to see how well Chris and Diane fare this week. And will they be kept out of the dance-off? Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Ah, thanks for having us again. And don't forget, people, keep dancing.